Sometimes it seems like life is just for the birds. I mean, what difference can we make anyway? One person, one little group, one little church, one summer. You might feel that way if you are a gregarious and gleaming graduate student, engrossed in summer intensives, reorganizing your life in order to get an education. For what? This is for the birds. You might find yourself thinking that if you are a piano player learning to be an organist, or vice versa, pitifully peddling your way, literally, as you try to make sense of those notations on the page with brand new hymn arrangements and a theology of worship, when in reality you wonder whether the people even care. This is for the birds. You might ask yourself that same question, even if you are speaking with your hands. As our Church Interpreter Training Institute is meeting and learning to share the good news of Jesus with people all over the world, you might ask yourself that question if in high school you've given up 2 weeks of your life to come to Concordia Theological Seminary to see if this is everything it's been cracked up to be, as you have joined Woof Christ Academy. You wonder, is this for the birds? Or maybe you find yourself in the middle of your own crash course, cackling as you are part of the Koine Kamikaze crew, wrestling with accents and alphas and betas in your summer Greek course. Is this for the birds? Or maybe you're just trying to make sense of your life and your family and our mixed up world, and you wonder whether little things can do great things. Maybe it's for the birds. My friends, yes, Jesus says it. It is for the birds. For when a mustard seed falls to the ground, and first the blade, and then the ear, and then the full grain appear, that mustard seed becomes one of the greatest plants of all, and the birds of the air, which were circling, looking for rest, looking for a nest, looking for a place to stay, now gets provided for because of that sower and that seed that has been lovingly and graciously provided. As the prophet Ezekiel reminded us also today, this is all done so that the birds of the air, so that all of God's creation might know that Yahweh is the Lord. For Jesus, it has always all been for the birds, but not just the birds who flew off of Noah's ark, not just for the birds he created at the beginning of time, but for all of his creation. That is why he found us in our own sin, our apathy, and our own anxious questions, as we sought significance in our own lives that seemed to be so small and insignificant to others, as we find ourselves in our own holding patterns, like birds gathered at an airport, looking for a place to land safely, restless, harried, hopeless, and helpless in our sin, and in what appears to be an insignificant life. That is why our Lord Jesus came from heaven to earth and suffered and died on the cross to save and redeem the entire world. That is why he rose, hallelujah, from the dead to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil. And that is why his tree of the cross provides shade for us from the Father's wrath. There, under the shade of that cross, we are able to receive hope and rest and a nest. as we, like little birds, are gathered like little seeds around that baptismal font where our new life began, where he claims us as his own and gathers us as a hen gathers her little chicks around the holy altar of God, where, opening our mouths wide, we are seeing that by the power and grace of his Holy Spirit, he opens wide his hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. This is my blood shed for you." There he brings forgiveness and life and salvation to all who are restless, to all who are looking for home, for all who are looking for stability and looking for meaning and yearning for answers. For the church doesn't have a prayer without the Eucharist. And that is why God comes to us by the power and grace of his Holy Spirit to offer us his Son, so that now birds of every kind, whether they are playing the organ or the piano, whether they are sign languaging, whether they're learning Greek, whether they're studying, whether they're mothering or fathering or sistering or brothering, all of God's children of every kind can now find a place of rest in this place. For you see, Concordia Theological Seminary exists to form servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all. That means that our life is for the birds in all the best ways, for our life is lived for the life of the world. And I can assure you, my sisters and brothers in Jesus, that there are a whole lot of birds that are wandering around outside in the sky. There are many birds who might gather in the water outside of this building. There are many birds who are finding themselves wrapped up in the wars of the World Wide Web, looking for answers and looking for love in all the wrong places. But my friends, our lives now, as insignificant as a little seed might be, have now new meaning in Christ Jesus, as there, by the power of his Holy Spirit, mercy, witness, and life together becomes a way of life for us all. Seeds in the hand of Jesus can do significant things. And by God's mercy, we don't have to understand how that works, but can't we thank God that it does? And can't we rejoice with our alleluias on this morning, giving thanks to God that he brings great things to us in this blessed sacrament, and by God's mercy and grace will bring great things from us for the life and healing of the nations. We look to him and to his glorious return. And as we do, my friends, we like birds can come and gather under the great tree of the cross at the holy altar of God, and there, under those branches, receive forgiveness, life, and salvation. Come, my children, find your rest and make your nest here. For our lives are for the birds, and God loves birds. God loves you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.